the game from Sunday, what did you think of your performance?
I thought it was good. I mean, I thought we executed the offense pretty well. I thought there was a couple of lulls that, you know, what's great about games like that is we played well as a team, but there's still a lot of stuff we can do better. And that's what I look at. I look at, all right, what could I have done better on this play? Maybe a little more accurate on this. So that's where I get excited when I look at the film is I can play so much better. And that's why I come out here and work. I think about the things that I didn't do very well, and I work on them. So I feel good about it, but I notice a lot of things I need to work on.
Do you think teams will use some of the successful blitzes that Tampa Bay put in place? Do you think that will be kind of a template for maybe how to attack it?
I'm sure they will. I mean, I really think that we'll, you know, teams that will see blitzes that were effective versus us, and they'll put it in their game plan and try to use it when they seem right. But, you know, we'll be ready for it. You know, that's where we prepare. We fix corrections, and we move forward.
You like that when people blitz you?
I mean, if you get the ball and you can gas them, you just got to know where it is, know where to go with the ball. And, yeah, I think that as long as you see where it's coming from, you know it, and you know where to go, it's a good thing.
Nick, I believe you're recruited as a Division I basketball player. So are people making too much out of or saying that, you know, you don't have athleticism of other quarterbacks? Is that kind of blown out of proportion or –
It's what everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I'm not going to put words. I know who I am. I know that I can play basketball. I know I can do all different things. But I got to prove it out there on the field, and I'll continue to work towards it and continue to, you know, prove it out there.
I think, you know, Deshaun's never really been a red zone guy since he got here in 08.
I heard that last week.
This is 2 weeks in a row now. He's caught one in the red zone. What are some of the characteristics that, you know, he brings to that part of the field that you like to use and likes to use?
He's fast, and he can catch the ball in traffic. He has great eyes, great hand-eye coordination, and as long as you give him the ball, he's going to go get it. And, you know, he's shown that. He's gotten into the right spot. And down there, it's windows. A window could be open for a split second. That's where you got to hit it. Sometimes as a quarterback, you have to make a window with a little pump fake and then try to open it up for him. So I think he's just doing a really good job of staying on his route and finding the windows.
Are you going into this week expecting to start?
I'm going in this week like I always do. I work every day like I'm the starter. Mentality, everything, nothing changes.
Well, it changes in our first team stuff. I mean, that's a change, right?
Yeah. I mean, you get more reps with that. But no matter what happens, if I'm not getting reps, I'm mentally getting reps. And then what throws I didn't get, if I'm not getting the first team reps, I'm going to throw after it. So it's sort of works in the same.
Has your mind, Mike, changed at all since the beginning of the year?
No, Mike and I stay really close, and, you know, we'll talk about anything. And we, if anything, we've grown together throughout this whole thing. And, you know, that's the most important thing is us to remain friends. And, you know, the most important thing here is the team success and what happens with the team. And that's what we both agree on. And we're both going to support each other no matter what happens. So that's what's pretty great about playing for this organization, the people around it, is everybody supports each other. There's always going to be competition. You're going to push each other. But as long as it's constructive and it makes you better and makes the team better, you know, that's what's important.
We've all seen situations where the two quarterbacks didn't have that mutual respect. What do you think yours is built out of? Why is it like that?
We've just been friends since we were here. I think you just have to put your egos aside in this situation. In any situation, you got to put your ego aside. And at the end of the day, I mean, I'm a person that believe I was raised, you know, to always, you know, whoever you're going against, cheer them on. Try to make them better. But at the same time, you got to play your best. You know, you got to play your best when you're out there. And it's a team sport. It's not an individual sport. It's not someone trying to get the glory. We want this team to be successful. So for us to be most successful, we have to support each other. And it's been great just growing in that. You know, Matt's been along. We've all quarterbacks have supported each other. And it was that way during OTAs. It was that way during camp, and still that way. So it's pretty special.
You've been confident in your deep ball, but the results really seem to be there, you know, this year. In what ways have you gotten better, ways that you've been working on
that? I mean, it started when I was a kid throwing in the yard. I always liked throwing it deep. You know, in college I had a lot of deep balls. I didn't change anything, to be honest with you. I just throw it. I feel it and I throw it. There's nothing really that I do to change it. I just trust my throwing. I threw rocks as a kid. I was always throwing stuff. You know, ask my mom. I got in trouble breaking a lot of stuff. I mean, throwing pillows at my sister, so it was nothing I changed. I just let a couple rip, and it was fun. I was excited to let a couple rip.
Who were you throwing the rocks at?
I was skipping rocks in the water, and sometimes, you know, you try to hit a tree really far away, and, you know.
Snowballs?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, Texas. You know, yeah. I mean, if more like ice balls. I mean, you have to scrape the ice off the ground. But
how about the other end of that spectrum with the screen game? It seems like there's kind of an art to that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's just all about deception. I think that you try to get the defense to go one direction, and you try to make it as real as possible, and you really want those guys to get as close as they can to you without really smacking you, and trying to make sure you can get the ball to the running back, tight end, receiver, no matter what it is. So I think it's more of a feel thing. I mean, you can work on stuff on the practice field, and that's what you got to do. You work on the techniques, but in a game, you got to feel it. You know, you got to trust your techniques, but at the same time, be able to, like a basketball player, make up a play and be able to make, you know, execute it.
Do you feel that you can run this offense the way Coach Kelly wants it to be run without any major adjustments from him trying to, you know, change things?
I do. I do believe I can run this offense like Chip, you know, Coach Kelly wants us to, and I feel really confident in that because of the personnel we have around us as quarterbacks and the coaches. You know, we do a great job in practice of really on the practice field playing like, you know, practicing like we want to play. So I feel really confident in that. Yes.
Are you playing better now than in July and August when this was an open competition?
No, I just feel like I mean, I've progressed. I've continued to improve daily, and it goes back to where I tell you, working on the small things. When I see the game, I feel, you know, I'm excited we won. It's exciting, but I also know from playing this game a long time, you can't, last week's win cannot win this week's game. So I have to dissect what I can do better. I mean, you can feel good and be happy about what you did well, but I got to look at, hey, I need to do that better, because you never know in a game what play is going to change the outcome of a game. So that's how I approach it, and I have a 24-hour rule where I enjoy the game, the emotions that go with it, or if we lose, I deal with those emotions, and I move forward and just try to, you know, treat every day the same.
Along those lines, with two wins of the division, facing the Cowboys, facing the Giants, I think you have an opportunity to put some distance here.
I honestly don't look at it. I never have. I just know we're playing the Cowboys. I know that they're, you know, a great team, and that, you know, they played well the other night, and that we just have to really prepare like we have been. And us worrying about the rankings and where we're at right now doesn't do anything. It's where you're at the end of the season. You know, this week we play the Cowboys, and that's all we can worry about. It doesn't matter, you know. We got to win this game, and we have to do what we, you know, we have to prepare to the best of our abilities every single day today to help win us the game on Sunday. So that's how we approach it.
Other teams around the league that lose quarterbacks, and there's always a huge drop off, and sometimes it can affect an entire season. How unique is this situation when you got two guys that can actually go ahead and play?
I mean, I think we have three. I think, you know, we have a great quarterback group with, you know, Mike, me, and Matt. I think that we all, you know, bring a lot to the table, and it's a great thing. You want depth of every position, and especially quarterback, and it's a good thing. I mean, I don't know what else to say, except it's a good thing.
And now, Nick, you talk about this 24-hour, but there's some quarterbacks who play with more confidence at a certain point than some other quarterbacks. Do you have a certain confidence about you now after the way you played last week, after the way you played against the Giants?
No, I know who I am. It's dangerous. When you start thinking you're good, I think there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance. And I just try to stay humble and just try to, you know, strive to work better and try to improve myself. And you got to be confident. That's how you approach the field. That's how you throw the ball. But sometimes when you start thinking you're pretty good, you start becoming complacent. And I've been there. I've done it. I did it, you know, in college. You know, you have a great game. You throw four or five touchdowns. You feel good about it. And you go play the next game. You get smacked. And then you're seeing stars, and you're like, all right. And then you just learn through playing this game for a long time, hey, I got to stay steady, and I've had a lot of people around me that have helped shape me, my parents. You know, I had a strength coach in college, Coach Eric, Coach Selfo. All those guys have instilled things in me to stay steady and just strive to work and, you know, be a great team player. So that's just through playing this game.
And so it was four turnovers last game as opposed to four touchdowns. You feel the same about yourself right now?
Oh, you feel awful. I mean, we felt great after the game. You feel awful after the game, but as soon as that 24 hours is up, I move on. You got to be a man about it, and you got to move forward, and you got to come out here, and that's why you practice. You know, no matter what, you throw four touchdowns, you throw whatever, you got to have a great practice the next day. You can't go out here after you have a great game and have a horrible practice, because what does that show the team? If you have a bad game and have a great practice, you know, just how it works.
Nick, the tempo on the offense, could it go even faster than last week?
I mean, I'm sure it could. It depends on the game. You know, it's different situations. We just have to keep playing as fast as we can, but stay under control. I can't really tell you. I mean, I'm assuming there's, you can always do things better.
Were the coaches happy with the tempo?
Yeah, I mean, I felt good with the tempo. I know the coaches felt good with it, and I think it's just cleaning up the execution on certain plays and cleaning up the messy plays and making them better.
Was there a particular game where you kind of realized you needed to have like a 24-hour rule, like maybe you got too carried away with
the That was Coach Selfo. You know, I'm very close to him. He's, you know, been a, you know, great man in my life, and he told me that. He talked to me about it just because I've always been really hard about on myself, and he's like, in college, you know, my junior year, we talked about it, and you know, I took it to heart. It's something I had to learn, and once I learned it, got those emotions out of the way, and it made me a better player and a better person.
If it's a Westwood team, if it's a time change,